Chief Rebecca Knockwood, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So you have released a press release today talking about not participating in the All Parties Working Group on Truth and Reconciliation that was announced by the province on December 3rd. Can you tell us a bit about what went into that decision?
Sure. We always hope, the chiefs always hope to be able to work effectively with the Minister of Aboriginal Affairs. This time around, it's Minister Arlene Dunn. And there were a few reasons why it became clear this wouldn't be possible right now. Because with our initial meetings with the minister, it showed that she continued to reiterate the views of the government rather than listen and seek to understand where we were coming from. And also their lack of support, specifically the government and the minister's lack of support for an inquiry, which all the chiefs in New Brunswick have clearly indicated the need for. And we were afraid the government was using the working group, which was meant to deal with the TRC and the legacy of residential schools, as a substitute for an inquiry and an action on systemic racism in the justice system. And these are separate issues, and they need to be dealt with separately.
Right. So the feeling is that the working group was, as you say, being used as a substitute. That Premier Higgs was saying, well, we don't need an inquiry, a formal inquiry. We're reaching out in this other way, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, and Lisa Harris, she's the Liberal MLA for Up North. She put that motion on, right? The opposition motion. She laid that in front of the legislative, and it was voted on. And as you know, Jake Stewart, who is PC and the former Aboriginal Affairs Minister, voted against it, as well as the Liberals and the Green and the People's Alliance. So, I mean, that right there goes to show us that Minister Dunn didn't want basically to deal with us. Her approach suggested she felt she knows better than First Nations, than mm-hmm. what First Nations need themselves.
Right.
And it's the continuation of the paternalistic attitude which helped create residential schools in the first place.
Right. The idea being that this, if, you know, for a working, for even something that's called an all parties working group on truth and reconciliation to work, it should be First Nations led.
Right. For sure.
Okay.
For sure. But it wasn't.
Yeah. Right. Now, you, the chiefs, you in conjunction with the other chiefs, are going to be doing something in place of this working group.
Right.
What have you got planned?
Well, on the new process going forward, as you know, there are calls to action for other areas of the society, not just the provincial government departments, examples of business, churches, universities, health care providers, the legal profession, the media, stuff like that. But we've already been working with some of these groups already, and we will work to identify other groups and organizations and see how we can work together to implement the calls. And if the province shows that they are ready to approach this in the spirit of partnership it requires, with some humility and willingness to listen and act on our concerns, we will look at sitting down with them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, you're saying for the past 5 years, you have been already working on a bunch of this, working towards hopefully implementing these calls to actions. And so it will now become a bit more of a formal process?
Right. And it will become more specifically First Nations led, right?
Right.
Instead of the government led. Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Well, we look forward to this. I mean, I know speaking from CHMA's perspective, we have work to do here as a radio station as well. So, I hope this is the first of a few conversations, many more, I should say, conversations that we end up having on the radio about this.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I look forward to discussing more with you.
Yeah. Now, is there, before I let you go, is there anything that other listeners in Sackville should know about, how they should be participating, or what they should be paying attention to as this moves forward?
I would just say, just watch the media, and we have a Facebook group. Mi'kmaq Aldabudahun MTI has a Facebook group that they can join as well to just watch our updates on there.
Okay. All right. So we got to pay attention. All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We're always opening to listening to you people as well, right?
All right.
Because, I mean, we're all treaty people. We need to all work together.
Thanks so much, Chief Rebecca Knockwood. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks very much, Erica.